clarification. Next, those registered in opposition are heard, followed by those registered for information. Finally, the applicant may return if he or she so desires and speak in rebuttal. Please note that when your name is called, it is your opportunity to speak. However, you're not obligated to do so. This is the public hearing process brochure. This brochure contains an overview of the process and other information pertaining to what happens before, during, and after a public hearing. As information, all public hearings are recorded and will be part of the public record. Should you have any questions after the public hearing is concluded, please contact the City Clerk's Department at the number listed in the brochure. Item number one is a rezoning at 97 Key Wayton Street under file DAZ-227 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 2 is a variance at 97 Key Wayton Street under file DAV-169759 of 2011D. Councillor Fielding?
Okay, great. Thank you, Beza. First, we'd like to call up the applicant. I believe it's Leslie Badger. Is that is Leslie here? Leslie Badger, are you here? Oh, okay. Sorry, Leslie. Come on up. Hi, Leslie. If I could get you to state your name and address for the record, please.
It's Leslie Badger, 161 Ferndale Avenue.
Okay.
We are applying for rezoning and a variance for the clinic, the Norwest Bluebird Clinic, to be located at 97 Key Wayton. Do you need more?
Maybe if you could just outline, you know, what it looks like. Is it a community access clinic?
It's a community clinic that will serve the community.
Okay.
It'll be located in the seniors' residence, which is an existing building. It's 931 square feet, I think four and a half staff, full-time.
Doctors or nurses, or how does it?
Nurse practitioners. Renata, staffing? Sorry? Practitioners, nurse practitioners.
And you can access this, I'm assuming, from the community. It's not just people in Bluebird that are
Yeah, absolutely. Serving the community.
Okay. Great. And this is to kind of take over the void that was filled. I know there was a private clinic that was opened that was, I think, shut down about a year and a half ago or so now, I guess. So this is, I'm assuming that kind of hits that
Yeah, this is a highly underfunded area in terms of healthcare.
And so it's a Manitoba. Is it like an access center, like the Manitoba Health?
Yeah, it's connected to the Norwest Co-op.
Okay.
And it'll be run by them, staffed by them.
Okay. And what are the hours?
I believe 7:30 to 5.
Okay, 7:30 more to 5.
With some after-hours clinics, depending on need, as required.
Is it 7 days a week or 5 days a week?
5 days a week.
5 days a week. Okay. Is there any questions at all for Leslie?
Oh, maybe more for the planners.
Yeah. Okay, Leslie, we're just going to have you stand down, and you will have an opportunity to come back if there's people that are opposed to circumvent. If there's anything else you'd like to add right now, the new information time is now your time to add some comments to it.
No, not really.
Nothing right now. Okay, I do have another other people. I think I heard Renata, is that right? Did you want to speak, or is it pretty much... Did you want to add something to it, or did you just want to? Sorry? Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Good afternoon. My name is Renata Cook. My address is 186 Barnham Crescent, and I have worked for over 20 years at Norwest Co-op Community Health. And I'm here in support of the rezoning and the variances on 97 Keewayton, which is intended to be a satellite clinic of Norwest Co-op Community Health Center.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add to what's been presented?
I guess I wanted to add that the community, Brooklyn's and Weston, has been without many services, especially primary care or physician services in the area, and we have a very at-risk population. And this clinic will actually allow both the individuals who live in the building, but as well as individuals living in the Brooklyn's and Weston community to access primary care services. So we're talking comprehensive first access of services in the community to see a physician, a nurse practitioner, primary care nurse, and really address broad chronic disease spectrum conditions.
Okay. Any questions at all from either counselors? That's great. Thank you very much, Nancy. A few other people. Ron Keller's here. Ron, do you want to come speak, or do you want to just? Are you in support of it, or it's up to you? You're just in support of it. Is that right, sir? Okay. Good. And the other person, I believe, is Andrea. Okay. Do you want to come speak, Andrea, or okay? So you just want to say you're in support of? Okay. At this point, I'd just like to call from the audience. Is there anyone else here to speak in support of this application before us? Okay. Looks like there isn't. Is there anyone in opposition to the application before us? No one? Okay, I think we're ready to make a decision. Councillor Nerman, if you want to take the chair for me. Did you have a question for administration?
Just because I want to know, is a 10% dedication usual on a not-for-profit kind of agency like that? Or?
Yeah, I think, I don't think there's...
Yeah. Okay. For seniors residential operated by a not-for-profit.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, John.
Okay, if you want to take the chair, Councillor Nerman. Sure.
Happy to. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Oh, hang on. I got to go through the whole spiel here. Okay, I'd like to move the report that the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read. Be taken as read?
All those in favor,
opposed, carried. I'd like to that the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forward to the Executive Policy Committee via priority rezoning process through the Standing Committee of Property Plan Development.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
Just in terms of some of the supportive reasons for this, this is something that... really, I'm very glad to see it happen in our community. There's a situation where there is a doctor's office that really feeds in that whole area that covered off a large catchment area for people, and so the Weston and Brooklyn's area were essentially without any physicians for that area. It was a very big public issue. I know there was a lot of public dialogue that went on. There's some public hearings or public consultation sessions that were there. I was happy to be part of. And I want to thank the provincial government for stepping up and doing this, because this is something that's very much needed in our community. And so with that, I'm very supportive of that, happy that it's not just the Bluebird Lodge people, but people from all over Brooklyn's and Weston can make use of it. So those are the supportive reasons, and it is supportive through our Winnipeg planning process. So with that, I'll move that the public hearing with respect to the application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, and the variance, we have to go through the variance process as well, so I would like to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.